Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhaya, and today we're Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Tes. The first parak, Arba Rosh Hashanim. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chayiv Bas Esther. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara continues its discussion whether Megillas Tainus was annulled. Rav Tovi Bar Masna challenged the opinion that it was annulled based on the following selection in Megillas Tainus. On the 28th of Adar, good tidings came to the Jews that they would not have to remove themselves from Torah learning. But the Roman regime had issued a decree that the Jews may not engage in Talmud Torah, they may not circumcise their sons, and they should be Machal Shabbos. What did Yehuda ben Shammu and his colleagues do? They went and took advice from a Roman noblewoman, and she told them, Bo v'afkinu b'layla, go and cry out in public protests in the nighttime. They did so, and as a result, the Romans annulled their decrees, and the rabbis made that day a Yantiv. If Megillas Tainus was already annulled, why would the Rabban add more days after the temple was destroyed? The Gemara answers that it was actually a Machlokas Tanaim if Megillas Tainus was annulled, and concludes that it was annulled for all the days except for Chanukah and Purim. Point number two, the Mishnah state that the messengers go forth, al Elul mipnei Rosh Hashanah va'al Tishrei mipnei Tekanas HaMoados, at the beginning of Elul on account of Rosh Hashanah, and the beginning of Tishrei on account of fixing the proper times of the holidays. Now the Gemara asks that once the messengers went forth for Elul, there was no need for them to go forth again for Tishrei, since Elul was always 29 days. And if you'll say that they went because there's a possibility that Basin made Elul full, Rabbi Chinana Bar Kahana said in the name of Rav, from the days of Ezra and on, we never found Elul to be full. The Gemara says that they did not make it full because it wasn't necessary, but were it found to be necessary, they would make it full. Therefore, they sent messengers out. When the Gemara objects, since by declaring Elul full, Rosh Hashanah will be disrupted for the people living far away, since they'll have counted only 29 days. The Gemara answers, Mutav tikalka Rosh Hashanah v'iskalka l'kul mo'ados. Better the observance of Rosh Hashanah be disrupted, and the observance of all the other holidays are not disrupted. And point number three, the Gemara discusses the month of Adar. It was sent to Mar Ukva. Adar ha-samach l'nisan lo'am chaser. The Adar next to Nisan is always deficient, meaning that it has 29 days in an ordinary year, or an Adar sheni in a leap year. Rav Nachman challenged this from a Mishnah. To offer testimony concerning 2 months, the witnesses may be Machal Shabbos to inform Basin that they saw the new moon concerning Nisan and Tishrei. Now, it's understandable that if you say that Adar is sometimes full and sometimes deficient, then that is the reason we need to be Machal Shabbos for Nisan to testify about the new moon. But if you say that it's always deficient, why are we Machal Shabbos? Rashi explains that even if no witnesses came, Basin would be Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. The Gemara answers that it's still necessary mishum to mitzvah kadosh ahariyah, because there's a mitzvah to sanctify Rosh Chodesh through the sighting of the moon. The Gemara in the next daf refutes this, since if this was so, then it would apply to all the other months, requiring the witnesses to be Mechal Shabbos. Nowadays, however, when we follow a fixed calendar, the Adar before Nisan is always chaser. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara continues its discussion whether Megillas Tainus was annulled. Rav Tovi Bar Masna challenged the opinion that it was annulled based on the following selection in Megillas Tainus on the 28th of Adar. Good tidings came to the Jews that they would not have to remove themselves from Torah learning, but the Roman regime had issued a decree that the Jews may not engage in Talmud Torah, they may not circumcise their sons, and they should be Machal Shabbos. What did Yehuda ben Shammu and his colleagues do? They went and took advice from a Roman noblewoman, and she told them, Bo v'afkinu b'layla, go and cry out in public protests in the nighttime. They did so, and as a result, the Romans annulled their decrees, and the rabbis made that day Yantiv. Now, if Megillas Tainus was already annulled, why would the Rabban add more days after the temple was destroyed? The Gemara answers that it was actually a Machlokas Tanaim if Megillas Tainus was annulled, and concludes that it was annulled for all the days except for Chanukah and Purim. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that the messengers go forth, al Elul mipnei Rosh Hashanah, while Tishrei mipnei Tekanas HaMoados, at the beginning of Elul on account of Rosh Hashanah, and at the beginning of Tishrei on account of fixing the proper times of the Yom Tovim. The Gemara asks that once the messengers went forth for Elul, there was no need for them to go forth again for Tishrei, since Elul was always 29 days. And if you say they went because there's a possibility that Beis had made Elul full, Rabbi Chinana Bar Kahana said in the name of Rav, from the days of Ezra and onward, we never found Elul to be full. The Gemara says they did not make it full because it wasn't necessary, but were it found to be necessary, they would make it full. Therefore, they sent messengers out. When the Gemara objects, since by declaring Elul full, Rosh Hashanah will be disrupted for the people living far away, since they will have counted only 29 days, the Gemara answers, Mutav tikalka Rosh Hashanah v'iskalka l'kul mo'ados. Better that the observance of Rosh Hashanah be disrupted, and the observance of all the other holidays are not disrupted. And point number three, the Gemara discusses the month of Adar. It was sent to Mar Ukva. Adar ha-samach l'nisan l'om chaser. The Adar next to Nisan is always deficient, meaning it has 29 days in an ordinary year, or an Adar sheni in a leap year. Rav Nachman challenges from a Mishnah. Ashnei chadashim mechalinus ha-shabbos al nisim al-tishrei. To offer testimony concerning 2 months, the witnesses may be Machal Shabbos to inform Basin that they saw the new moon. concerning Nisan and Tishrei. Now, it's understandable that if you say the udder is sometimes male and sometimes chaser, then that's the reason we need to be machal Shabbos or Nisan to testify about the new moon. But if you say that it's always chaser, why are we machal Shabbos? Rashi explains that even if no witnesses came, Basin would be Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. The Gemara answers that it's still necessary, Mishum the mitzvah Kaddish Ohariya, because there's a mitzvah to sanctify Rosh Chodesh through the sighting of the moon. The Gemara in the next daf refutes this, since if this was so, then it would apply to all the other months, requiring the witnesses to be Mekadosh Shabbos. Nowadays, however, when we follow a fixed calendar, the Adar before Nisan is always chaser. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Yates, and our standard simmon is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. The yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, carrying signs demanding the messengers get sent out in Tishrei as well, arrived at the port in the Adar before Nisan, which nowadays is always Chaser. Once again, in slow motion. The yacht, that must be one Daf Yutes. The yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, which reminds us that Rav Tovi Bar Masna challenged the opinions that Megillas Tainus was annulled based on an event mentioned in it that took place after the Churban, when the Jews were advised to protest at night against the Roman regime and were successful. The Gemara concludes that it was annulled except for Hanukkah and Purim. So the yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, carrying signs demanding the messengers get sent out in Tishrei as well, which reminds us, we learned the messengers always go out at the beginning of Elul because of Rosh Hashanah, and at the beginning of Tishrei because of the Yom Tovim. Then we're asked why it was necessary to send out at the beginning of Tishrei if Beis Din never made Elul a Male, and answers that if they saw a need, they would make a Male, and even though the communities in Gaulis would observe the wrong day as Rosh Hashanah, it's more important the other Yom Tovim be observed in the right time. So the yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, carrying signs demanding the messengers get sent out in Tishrei as well, arrived at the port in the Adar before Nisan, which nowadays is always Chaser, which reminds us that nowadays the Adar before Nisan is always Chaser. So once again, the yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, carrying signs demanding the messengers get sent out in Tishrei as well, arrived at the port in the Adar before Nisan, which nowadays is always Chaser. All right, now it's time for a four-bought back chazar. Dav Tezvav, so the Simmer Dav Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The farmhands who collected the esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls, that must be on Dav Tezvav too, Tu Bishvat. The farmhands who collected the esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls, which reminds Rebbe holds that even though an esrog had chanat in the sixth year, because everyone's hands touches it during the seventh year, it's practically ownerless and therefore putter from Maisras. So the farmhands who collected the esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls from the crop that emerged and were picked in the same year, which reminds Rabbi Shimon ben Yudah said the name of Rabbi Shimon, that for something to be chayv in maisers or biur, it must have chanat and lakita in the same year. So the farmhands who collected the esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls from the crop that emerged and were picked in the same year, worked for a farmer who was embased in testifying, esrogim go after lakita for maiser, and Chanata for Shemitah. Which reminds us, we learned that Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna go according to Av Thomas, who testified that an Esrog goes after its picking for Miser and after Chanata for Shemitah. However, the Rabban ruled that we follow the time of its picking for Miser and Shemitah. Daf Tezayin, so the Simmer Daf Tezayin is toes. See, here goes. The acrobat with the big toes, that must be on Daf Tezayin. The acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day, which reminds us, the next Mishnah says, Ba'abra Prakima Olam Nidon, at four junctures during the year, the world is judged. The Gemara asks who the Tana of the Mishnah is, as it's clear that it's not in accordance with four Tanaim who all hold differently regarding when and how frequently one is judged. So the acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day, while reciting three sets of psukim and blowing a shofar, which reminds us, the Gemara brings up rice that teaches what a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael to do at each of the four junctures in order to receive favorable judgments. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, he says, Imru afani b'Rosh Hashanah, machiyos zichrons v'shofros. Recite before me on Rosh Hashanah, the psukim of kingship, remembrance, and shofar. So the acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day, or reciting three sets of psukim and blowing a shofar, would wait anxiously to see which book of results they would write him into. Which reminds Rabbi Kurz, what I said in the Rabbi Yochanan, Shosh Hashfaim niftachim b'Rosh Hashanah. Three books are opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echod shal Rishayim gemorim, Echod shal Tzadikim gemorim, ve'echod shal Beinonim. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The repentant used car salesman. That must be more on Daf Yud Zayin. The repentant used car salesman who did teshuva after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin, which reminds me of Malkus Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding what happens to the Beinonim. On the Yom HaDin, Beis Shammai say, Beinonim yordin Gehenim umetzap zufim va'oin. The Beinonim descend to Gehenim, scream in pain, and then ascend, whereas Beis Hillel say, that Hashem is a Rav Chesed, which means Mate Klape Chesed. He tips the scales of the Beinim towards kindness so that they do not have to descend to Gehenim at all. So the repentant used car salesman who did the Teshuvah after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin opened up Mavir HaMidos Motors, which reminds us, Rav has said, Kol Mavir HaMidos of Mavir No Alko Basha'av. Anyone who relinquishes his measures of retribution, the heavenly tribunal relinquishes all of his sins. As it stated, No Se Avon, but overall Pesha. He pardons transgression and overlooks sins. Lami no se avon, lami shall overall pesha. Whose transgression does he pardon? One who overlooks sins committed against himself. So the repentant used car salesman who did teshuva, after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin, opened up Mavir Ahamido's Motors and sold cars while wrapped up in a talus and asking for mercy. Which reminds us, regarding the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, Yochanan said, Imali mikra kasav ef shel omro. Or pasuk not written, it would be impossible to say. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up in a talus like a shlich tzibur. And he demonstrated to Moshe the order of tefillah. Hashem said to him, Kol zman sheYisrael chotin, yasu afani kaseder hazeh v'ani mokel lahem. Anytime the Yisrael sins, let them perform before me this procedure, and I shall forgive them. Daf Yud Ches. So the simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The couple standing under the chuppah, that must be one Daf Yud Ches. The couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which reminds us that a gezerah against a community that is sealed can be annulled at any time when we call it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas a decree against an individual is only annulled when HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found, specifically during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So the couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watched a procession of lambs walk by in single file. Which reminds us, we have three different pshatim for the statement, Barosh Hashanah kol bo'ei olam, ovrim lefanav k'nei maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all the world's inhabitants pass before him, like b'nei maron. We pass before Hashem in single file, either like lambs when they are being tithed, like people traversing the steep elevated paths of the maron area, or like David's soldiers. So the couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watch a procession of lambs walk by in single file, pulling a wagon carrying a beautiful gift menorah, since Hanukkah was not annulled. Which reminds us, we have a Malkokas whether Megillah's Tainus was annulled after the Churban. According to Rav and Rav Chanina, the days were annulled except for Hanukkah, since it and its mitzvah became so well publicized and part of Klal Yisrael's practices that it would be inappropriate to annul it. Alright, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.